Hello, welcome back. I am Ethan Shuffelbarger.
And I am George Wall.
And this is episode 2 of In the Thick of It.
And we are back out here, back in Americus. We are not recording from our dorms yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But we're both in town for the weekend after our first official week as freshmen.
Freshmen.
Yes, we are
freshmen. Pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is so weird to be back at the bottom of the totem pole,
It's
dude.
Been so, like, I feel like it's been like a month since I've seen you. I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Well, it's been almost 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since we've been here, over 2 weeks, recording.
Yeah, so a lot has happened, and I'm sure we have plenty to talk about.
We've got a lot to talk about
but
our first week.
We want to welcome our new iTunes listeners.
Yes, we are now on – we were on Spotify when you initially – for those of you who listened to the first episode, we were on Spotify to begin with, but now we're also
– officially on iTunes.
Officially on iTunes after like a week and a half of having submitted the finished product and it being reviewed or whatever. Finally, we are listed, so hopefully there should be a quicker turnaround with this going up. So welcome to all of our new iTunes listeners.
Yes.
Hopefully it's more convenient. And if there's a specific platform, even if it's just one of you that you want to hear.
We'll work on it.
We're working on YouTube right now.
Yeah. But
if you want to hear this in a specific, I don't know, outlet. Like I saw there's several different options we can choose.
Podbean, I think that's one. I don't know. I don't know a lot of podcasts.
I don't even know. But just let us know if you listen on another service, streaming service. With us coming to iTunes, we're going to do a new special. At the beginning of every episode, we're going to read 1 5-star review from
our podcast. So iTunes lets you rate. Podcast out of 5 stars.
And so if you give us 5 stars and you rate us, we will read it, or you have a chance to be read.
I'm here. I'm reading this one right now. It's the only one I can pull up. 5-star review. The title is Good Job Me. And the contents of it say, I'm in this podcast, therefore it's great. And that was from user Ethan Shuff.
Wow.
Oh, hey. That's me.
Shout out to you. Thank you, Ethan, for that amazing, amazing review.
George, how about you go ahead and pick one from one of our plenty of 5-star reviews. We got plenty of them.
Right? Let me just go search in the – I have to really scroll through. There's a lot of them.
Oh, gosh. Overwhelming.
Kind of tough. It's overwhelming to
it's tough being
see
this
it
famous.
All.
It really is a hard life being
You know what? I can't even find my
– All right, guys. Well, George was the other review.
I was the other review. And apparently I can't find my own review. So,
but guys, in all seriousness, thank you for all of you who have sent love and support our way. It's actually been pretty awesome.
It has been.
A couple shout outs we want to give just because we love our loyal listeners.
Yeah, we've had several people that have put us on their Instagram stories, have shouted us out on various social media platforms. So
I'm going to do the first one because I think I promised him he'd be the first shout out when we started doing them.
Yes.
I think we gave some last episode, but this was before then, or after that.
Yes.
So Tyler Pennington, thank you so much for listening.
Major shout out to Tyler Pennington.
TP, baby.
He's probably like one of our biggest supporters besides mom and mom.
Yeah, mom and mom. They're both big supporters. But the brothers, thank you, brothers. You guys know who you are. Kevin, Chandler, Camden, Riley, Aaron. That's everybody. Also, Aaron.
Welcome back from basic training.
Yeah, we were all worried you got engaged on us super fast.
I really thought you were engaged, Aaron.
Aaron, you gave us a bit of a scare, but we're glad you.
Hey,
you and your lady doing.
We're glad it's a promise.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Man of God, right there.
There we go.
Jordan Davis, along with
Anna Davis.
I feel like it's only
the
proper.
wonderful Anna
Landoj, my man Landoj.
Landoj also gave us a good shout out. And Ethan's friend Noah Hammonds.
Noah, yes, actually I had dinner with Noah last night, and he pulls up and he goes, "I was just listening to you talk." I was like, "What?" I was like, "Oh,
it's still
the
crazy."
Podcast.
I hop in the car and it's like, "There's my voice." Like,
yeah,
because I was listening to it, the sound quality, and it sounded decent, and so. You know, it's just weird hearing myself in the car.
And one of our OGs, you may know him from our show at Student Life, the Oyster Cloister.
Oyster Cloister!
A.K.A.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so thank you, Oyster. Thanks for all the support. Seriously,
Major
guys.
Major shout-out to Oyster Cloister.
And Ellis Coffee. Ellis Coffee, thanks for the wonderful comment. But if there's anybody we didn't catch who gave us support, There's a lot of people.
There is a lot of people. We super mega, mega major appreciate it.
It's why we do it. It makes us want to do it even more. And so in all seriousness, thank you guys.
Yes.
We will strive to be putting out content that is fun to listen to.
Yes.
And hopefully as this thing goes on with feedback from you guys that
yes, I've already gotten some good feedback from some of you, and I appreciate it. And we... you know, we want that to
We want to constantly be making steps towards making this more enjoyable for everybody.
Major appreciation. I think we should just get right into the episode. We've got a lot to talk about and not a lot of time.
Yeah, so it's our first week of college, officially.
It is. This is true.
So we're just going to tell you a little bit about what that's been like. So, George, I want to hear, go ahead and tell me what happened with your move-in day.
Well.
Got any crazy stories?
Yeah, there's some things that happened.
Okay.
So, for reference, those of you who don't know Mercer, Mercer has several different dorms, right? Mercer's been around since 1839. I think it's the first higher education. I don't know. It's one of the oldest colleges in Georgia. But it started out as a Baptist, like a Baptist school. Now it is, I think, nearing 200 years of being a school. And so some of the dorms there look like they're from 1839. but fortunately, your boy is not in one of those.
Ooh,
I'm in the newest one, built in 2016.
Wow.
It is called Legacy. I'm not going to give you my room number, but...
Please.
I'll give it to you after.
Fan mail.
If you want to send me fan mail, just kidding. But, so anyways... We were moving into the new dorm, and so fortunate to be in this new dorm. I got my deposit down early, and so therefore I was first in line for dorm selection. And so we're moving in, and it's not too bad. Like, it's not too crowded. Like, we're just moving my stuff up the stairs. We get in there, and there's nothing super crazy that happens in move-in, but just the whole concept of, like, leaving my home that day.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not living there permanently, like, for the next – you know, however many months. I mean, obviously, I'm here now. I'm going to be home on the weekends and stuff. But
yeah, but I mean, it's
an adjustment, you know?
It's a step towards, like, things aren't the same afterwards.
It's a step towards independence.
Yeah, I mean, you know? That's something that you're moving out, basically. I mean, yeah, you're still going to have that home, but I know what you mean. But anyways,
I still consider my home to be here.
Yeah, and me too.
In America,
exactly. But,
it's, you know, Mercer's becoming my home away from home.
Yeah.
But anyway, so as move-in day went along, there were some structured events we had to kind of be at. Really nothing the first day too much. The whole weekend's considered bare beginnings. And so the whole weekend, it felt like camp. Like, I felt like I was at camp the whole first weekend just because, I mean, I don't know. It just seemed like I was always having to be somewhere, like dinner and then O-group meeting and then et cetera, et cetera.
Now what?
It's called orientation group. Like,
Okay.
It's our group we're with. We have a PA. But anyways, but before all that happened, I had to say goodbye to the family, which was really sad. And it ended up being a great first week. For me, I personally had a great – it ended up being, I guess, maybe more like – it was 7 days almost. So that was my move-in kind of experience. I would say, like, there's nothing super major funny that happened. There were some, like, socials and stuff they had for us to meet freshmen, but – nothing of importance specifically that I don't want to get into yet.
Okay. My move-in day, actually, you know, I didn't even think about it until now. So we're trying to figure out when my move-in day. This is a little bit before, obviously, move-in day.
Yes.
We look online. Now, this is on me. I'm not, like, I was dreading moving in the first place because I didn't want to go to college. Like, I want to go to college, obviously, but don't leave my mom and Owen.
Yeah.
So... I was like, Mom, can you just find out when it is? Lazy me. But she says, okay, it's Thursday at 3 o'clock. Okay, 3 or 2. We didn't actually know the exact time.
So you got there early.
Well, yeah, we got there early. We kind of chilled because Valdosta is a 2-hour drive from here. I knew where the dorm was. I knew they'd give me more information when we got there. I was going to ask just when we were 2 or 3. So we wake up Thursday. Owen didn't go to school. Mom took off work. And we head on down to Valdosta, probably headed down like 10, 9 maybe. We got there at about 12, and we get to the bursary, I think it was, or whatever. I don't know. Where do you pick up all your information? Just like your key and your card, your ID?
Yeah, I don't even know what that's called.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways,
we had like a check-in table.
Yeah, that's basically
in the dorm for us.
We had one like at a pretty central like area for everybody.
Okay.
So I get in there and see a bunch of people. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess, you know, this is probably a lot of my hallmates and stuff. And so I walk in. get my stuff. Everything goes pretty smoothly. But I forgot to ask if I was a 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock move-in. So I went back in. I was like, hey, you guys just saw me. When do I move in? So they go, okay, let me check. And they flip through their pages, and they go, oh, you are scheduled to move in at 9 a.m. today.
Nice.
Like, what? So
that's the way.
They were like, well, you know, you'll be fine. Just don't worry about it. Just go ahead and move in.
Well,
so that was awkward, but moving
so
was—
So you're there how many hours? Like 6?
Oh, dude.
5, 6 hours late?
Yeah. So I get that news, and that's like obviously with me, I was worrying. And
yeah.
That put me on another set of like another—
For sure.
Another level of worry. I was like,
with all
oh
the
my
anticipation
gosh.
And stuff, and then throw that in there, you know. It's just
well,
a nice oh, sad man. Soup.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh. Really, Ethan? So we get in the car. I'm in my car, and my mom and Owen are in another car to take all of our stuff also. They had to drive themselves back. And we get in line, dude. And the line, ooh, the line. I was in a line in my car for 2 hours.
In your car?
In my car.
At least you're in the car.
2 hours waiting. That was a long 2 hours, man. That was mentally, that took a toll. But we finally get up to Patterson Hall, P-Town.
P-Town.
So they're like, hey, you know, here we go. We park up there, and they help me unload my stuff, and they unload them to these little crates or, like, these little rolling bins. And they take it to my room for me, but then they're like, all right, see you later. I was like, do I get to go and pack? They're like, no, this will be in your room waiting for you, but you got to get out of here because I was taking up a parking space because we don't have much parking where we're at.
Okay.
It's very, very limited, like 6 or 7 spots. So I had to pull up, leave out, and me and my mom had to leave Owen with my stuff because we had to go park our cars. So anyways.
So Owen was at your room.
Yeah, Owen was in my room.
But you weren't.
Yes, with my roommate. I think that probably caused some confusion. But we got it all sorted out.
Did your roommate think that?
I think he knew what I looked like. So he probably thought, man, you've changed a lot since you're on your Instagram. Or, okay, he must have known.
That's great.
We go back, pick up Owen up, go get some lunch because we had not eaten yet and it had been a long time. And we had some scheduled stuff. I missed the first, like, RA meeting because I had no idea. I'm in the – one of the, actually, just to talk about this for a second, I moved into the – bottom of Patterson. We call it the dungeon.
The dungeon.
Because it is the
are there
base.
Dragons?
We have D&D. We have a D&D session going.
Wow.
Already. I'm going to miss the first session.
Oh,
sorry, the Dungeons and Dragon group.
Oh, you're in it?
Yeah, I'm in it, dude. Of course. Of course.
Getting involved. You think I'm going to pass
up on a good campaign with the boys? But no.
Oh, yeah.
It is the only floor on that level. Like, it's only, like, ours is the only part. It's because Patterson's built on a hill, so we're kind of like, I don't know, it's weird, but we're the bottom floor. We're not
gotcha.
We're not ground floor, we're bottom, like basement level. It's pretty awesome though, but I'm with all the ROTC guys, or the ROTC guys, that's what they call it.
The ROTC.
And funny. They are, like, I love them all, but they're a bunch of nerds. I fit right
they're
in.
They're nerds.
Course. Dude, I'm telling you, dude. It's actually, they're all.
I wouldn't see them as much as nerds as I would see them as, like, I don't know, just like super, like,
it's what I was expecting. That's what I was expecting, dude. And like
when I think like the guy who's like protecting my country,
yes.
I don't think, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, so
I don't think glasses and
Well, they're all not like, they're not all like sweaty, don't shower nerds. Like they're like just, they like, oh man, Dungeons and Dragons was already started off when I walked in.
They have hygiene.
Yes, they have hygiene.
Okay.
They better, because I mean, I don't know what else those communal showers are for.
Is your roommate ROTC?
Yes, all of, there's actually like, I think I'm one of 2 people down there. The only reason I'm down there is because of my roommate. I got matched with him, and because he's ROTC, they pair them all up together.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, I mean, they're all really cool though. I love them. But yeah, that was basically, like you, I had a lot of sanctioned events.
Yeah.
It was all actually pretty fun. It ended with a bonfire. I mean, it was all pretty fun. Got to meet some new people.
That's good.
But yeah, move-in weekend.
Sure. You moved in Thursday.
Moved in Thursday, and we had stuff up until Sunday.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like
not everything was mandatory.
Okay, yeah, ours wasn't either.
Not all of it I went to because we spent some of us
yeah,
spent time.
I didn't either.
Some of it was super boring.
It sounds like you had a bit more interesting experience than I did.
Yeah, it was interesting to start off.
But yeah, classes and professors. Tell me about like your classes and stuff.
All right, so Monday at 9 a.m. Now it's actually not as bad A lot of my classes are earlier, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I get them done in the morning. So it's actually kind of cool because I get the rest of the day to myself.
Yeah, so like, what's your schedule? Tell people what your schedule is so they can find you whenever they want you.
Yes, okay, guys. So listen, because, you know, we're closely
at the height of our stardom.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Autographs, whenever, just as long as during class
time. We'll do respective booths at our schools so you can come meet us. Anyways, continue.
Well, I'll sign your laptop.
With your schedule.
So Monday morning, wake up, have a 9 a.m. CS class.
Okay.
So I'm testing this out to figure out a major.
Yeah.
And it's a programming class, learning Python, which I did not know existed.
Yeah.
But it's
you didn't know Python existed?
I didn't even know what that was.
Really?
But apparently it's like the most basic language.
It is.
So I have that, and then unfortunately for the rest of the day, my next class is at 2, so it kind of puts me in a weird position.
9 to 2.
Yeah, so I go from 9, and then my next class is at 2, and I have 2 back-to-back. So,
okay.
The one at 9, my CS class is the only one in a real classroom. The rest of them are lectures, basically.
Yeah,
big boy classes in the big lecture halls.
Big boy classes.
But the blessing of that is that I don't have to move. I literally, on Mondays and Tuesdays, I stay in the same building once I get to my lectures.
Well, that's good.
And they're all back-to-back, which is super awesome. It's really convenient for me. So
3 classes month.
Three classes Monday. Yeah, so the second class is...
So is it Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
So we meet for Monday. And he's like, all right, you guys, we'll meet this Monday. And we'll meet this Wednesday, but we won't meet Friday. And I probably won't meet but Mondays for the rest of the semester. I mean, in all honesty, we got a book. I think a lot of this will be just actually writing the code and making projects.
Oh, this is...
This is for the Python class.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's
so
cool.
So it's kind of cool. I'm hoping...
Once a week.
Yeah, and I'm hoping... I'm sure he'll... If I need to meet with him more, I'll probably just go in on office hours. Unfortunately, his office hours are 8 to 9, which is like the worst time.
That's the perfect for professor, though, because no one's going
to
come.
Yeah, it's rough. And we are like, all of us were meeting. We're like, all right, let's go to his office. And I checked the syllabus, and it was 8 to 9. I was like, okay, well, this is going to be rough. But so...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. It let me actually come home early. This weekend, but then I have a American government and then sociology.
So what else
classes.
About like so? What are your so? What about Tuesday, Thursday? So are your Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes the same? Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Everything except for
like,
Wednesday.
It's scheduled. Yeah, like maybe
Wednesday
you don't meet every time, but
Wednesday I have a lab.
Okay.
That I don't for my geology class. It happens on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes,
that's the only like odd one. That's like the only one that happens.
Very
once
similar
a week.
Situation for me. Yes.
So then Tuesdays, I wake up at 9:30, or no, I go to class at 9:30, have a geology and then a music and film, which is actually pretty lit. We're gonna watch like 5 movies.
That's dope.
Yeah, but the guy
you got all the cool classes.
Yeah, the guy. Shout out! Oh man, what's his? I can't remember his name, but he's performed for Panic at the Disco and Adele.
Shout out, Dr. Professor.
Dr. Professor. He is. He's a viola. He like has a PhD in viola, which I did not know you could do. But it's pretty
that's
awesome.
Interesting.
He was like, I might cancel class if I'm on tour. I was like, what? I was like, excuse me?
That's an awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
So I mean, I really have some passionate teachers. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So how about you? Let me hear your schedule.
Yes. Okay. So my schedule. I'll put my schedule first. So I have Monday, Wednesday, Friday are the same. 9 to 9:50, 11 to 11:50, 12 to 12:50. So like that's my Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
Besides Wednesday,
so
I have a 2 to 2:50. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Wednesday, I have 4. That's my university 101 class that I have to take.
Surprisingly, I didn't get
really?
One of those. My music
not even like an FYE, like a you pick, you have to take.
Well, that's the music and film. It's like a perspective. That's
okay.
What they call them. I guess that's probably
that's
their
like
substitute.
A similar thing.
Yeah.
Yes. I think Southern does. Anna had like a, she picked like Disney or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so my 9 to 9:50. Is microeconomics. My 11 to 11:50 is
General Chemistry.
Yes.
Okay.
With Dr. Dale.
Dr. Dale.
He's a pretty cool guy. And then my 12 to 12:50 is Intro to Psych with Dr. Shan Ran.
How do you remember the name?
I remember them.
I remember. Some
I can't remember a microeconomics professor's name. Anyways, he's one of my favorites. Okay, so
I love him so much. I forgot his name.
I love him so much. I can't even fathom his. No, I'm just kidding. So, and then my Tuesday, Thursday. So it's actually great. So like Tuesday, I have a lab 9 to 12. So for Jen Kim. So because I had that lab Tuesday, I can't have anything 9 to 12 on Thursday.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Because Tuesday, Thursday classes. Some people in the class have like the lab on Thursday. It just depends. Like
yeah,
years. Like we're like there's like 3 different sections in the class, and depending on your section you're
in. Yeah.
We're learning all this college stuff, people. So if you've been in college for a while, just bear with us.
Yeah, sorry, guys. we're freshmen. Come on.
Yeah. So, and besides that, Tuesday, Thursdays look mostly like nothing. Besides my religion.
That's
from,
good.
From 140 to 255 with Dr. Flaming.
Religion
130. It is engaging the Old Testament. It's like from an academic perspective. But I really enjoy the class.
That's cool.
Have a great professor. I really like her. I like all my professors. Let me talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
So my microeconomics teacher is originally from Guatemala. Mm-hmm. So the first day in class, it was like Wednesday. It's like our first day of that class because we didn't meet Monday. And he said, we were getting to the end of class, and he had been telling us his life story, like that just kind of the intro. He's hilarious. He still has a pretty thick accent, but you can understand him really well.
Yeah.
And just telling us everywhere he's been, like how he got his doctorate, his thesis. Like, it was really interesting and how it tied in like with him loving economics. And he actually was telling us, like when he was telling us how he got his doctorate, when he was studying in Colombia, he went to three different civilizations like in Colombia. And when he was in the second one he was in for like the second 3 month period, he said he went down the Amazon.
Wow.
And like they rode down the Amazon to where the civilization was, and they got there, and I can't remember what it's called, but he was basically telling us how he got high in Colombia.
Oh gosh!
But it was hilarious because he's like I normally don't do stuff like that, but he said that he was told whenever he was like had an opportunity to do something, to just say yes, like always say yes.
Someone was like, "Hey, you want some ayahuasca?" And he was like, "Yeah, let me get it."
That's not what it. Well, I can't remember what it was called, but it was hilarious. Anyways, but he was basically saying, "Yeah, I got a major trip," but it was so funny.
Those guys, anyways, in the deep rainforest.
Maybe I can get him on the podcast and tell that story. Would that not be great?
That'd be awesome.
My micro professor. Anyways. And so then Dr. Dale for chemistry, I love him. He's hilarious. He's like actually on Rate My Professor if you go to Mercer. He's top three. I think he's number three, top three.
Ooh.
At
I didn't
Mercer.
Even think about checking that.
I just got my schedule handed to me. So, but he was my teacher. He's pretty sweet. I love him. Or not like sweet as in like he's a sweet guy, but he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's in the science building. The science building's new. And apparently he's Dr. Dale Moore, and he says – he can call me Dr. Dale or Dr. Moore, but there are also two Dr. Moores in this building, like two other Dr. Moores in this building.
So he's like,
my door doesn't say Dr. Moore, it says Dr. Dale. So make sure you call me, or make sure you're standing outside the right Dr. Moore's door, because Dr. Moore isn't going to be in my door. Dr. Dale is. So if it doesn't say Dale, it's not my door. So don't go there.
I get it.
Anyways, so he was hilarious. He's pretty good. I'm enjoying that class so far. I've only been there once, but and then my psych is kind of just pretty standard. I mean, it's not too bad. I don't have any chemistry is my biggest class. We're about like 100 in there, and then 60-ish in micro and 40 and 40 to 50 in my psych. Which is relatively small. Like, would you say there's a lot in your lectures?
Oh yeah, there's like And I'll talk a little bit more about this professor because he was interesting. But in my sociology class, he like pulled up because he was like, all right, let's see how many people actually turned in the homework. And he pulled up like the thing where you drop it in. And anyways, it was about like the amount of slots was like 260. And that's about the average, like that's how filled up most of my classes.
Wow, that's crazy.
For most of those. Also, real quick, Joy Minor just texted me. Very encouraging words about school. So shout out
Joy Minor.
For
yes.
being awesome.
She is pretty awesome.
Yeah. But, they're pretty big classes. Most of them are, which...
Wow, yeah.
It's kind of
like,
weird.
My biggest is Kim. Like, I think 110, mm-hmm. I think. It's perks of going to Mercer, I guess.
Professor Hochschild, I think that's how you pronounce his name. I don't know. He's my sociology professor. And the first day, I got done with my... American government class, right?
Yeah.
I'm just chilling because I know my next class is back.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
You know how it be.
Just on my phone, and I look up, and this man walks in. All I notice is that he is wearing a nice suit vest and like a nice
suit
shirt.
Vest.
Yeah,
wow.
Or whatever you'd call it.
Sounds...
And he's carrying something. I didn't notice his pants or whatever, but oddly enough, I guess. But he was carrying something. He sets them all up, and it's these disco lights. He straight up sets up disco lights.
Oh, you sent a video of that.
Yeah. So he, I'm like, what is going on? And he pulls up Pandora and starts playing some tunes. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
This is a little weird. Cool. I really don't want him to ask me to dance or something because I'm not. I was like, okay, well, I wonder, this is sociology class. Certainly this is going to be like something about, oh, you guys didn't react this way or something like that. You know,
no, just but
some,
it's not.
Some,
but
some
it's
sort
not.
Of lesson. So eventually I realized that he's the professor.
You did.
He gets by the podium, puts on his mic. And I'm okay. like, okay, so this is a professor. And class starts and he just turns it all off and never mentions it. So, I mean, you know, automatically.
Just an entrance.
I think he's performing some sort of like study on me right now.
Yeah, but I was like, maybe you'll get like a case study at the end of the semester.
Yeah, he's like, so you guys didn't react to the lights like I thought you. But like, dude, anyways. So that's realize hilarious. He's standing behind the podium. I see him in his nice little suit stuff. I'm like, okay, you know, it's not a suit. It's just a vest or whatever. I
yeah,
was like, that's
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of, okay, whatever. He starts telling us his life story, basically. He was like, yeah, so I had a 1.7 GPA in high school and then a 1.2 in college. I was like, oh, that's how you should start this
now,
off, man.
Now you're a professor.
Now you're a professor. That makes me feel good. But then he was like, yeah, I used to be in a band, and he showed us pictures of him in a band. He's bald, but in the band he had like really long hair, and he showed him in leather pants. And
what a cool guy.
Showed us his album. I took a picture
of
it, yes, and I need to find it so I can listen to it because I want to hear those tunes. But then he walks out, and he's wearing blue jeans and throws me off again. Like, this guy literally just completely, I don't know, that was just a ride. That whole
He's a sociology professor.
Dude,
what do you expect?
That whole class. I was like, what is going on?
It's a case study.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. It has to be.
There's something going on.
But I also stated, y'all are the guinea pigs.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, what are you doing, man? I mean, you're awesome.
Epilepsy
you're just...
in the classroom.
I was like, I was trying to see if he had any epileptic.
Yes.
But,
okay.
Yeah,
so
that was an interesting one.
Just to finish out my schedule, Tuesday, Thursday is, like I said, Jin Kim. And then Religion 130, Dr. Flaming. Love her.
Flaming.
She's pretty cool. I think she is, I think she's a Christian. I mean, I don't even know. The department's a little bit more like, very, like I was warned that they're a little bit more liberal, as most schools are. Academia is pretty liberal in the first place. But,
yeah.
But I love her. She's great. Like, I'm enjoying the class. I made a 10 out of 10 in my first quiz. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, that's pretty much like our schedules.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like mine because, we've designated. Wednesdays are a long day because I have my initial three classes, which aren't bad, but then I have that like university 101 like a couple hours after, about an hour after, so I have like an hour break. So we've designated Wednesdays, and if you're in the Macon area, come on by. Wednesdays 1 to 2 is ping pong hour in Legacy Hall.
Oh,
that's right.
What was ping? Just ping pong?
Yeah, I played an insane amount of ping pong.
We have a ping pong table, and there's a lot of people always playing it, but I'm terrible at it. Like,
really?
Yeah. The dungeon spends a lot of time on Apex together.
Yeah.
We bond through the old video games. So
console
yeah.
scrubs.
No, yeah. We're not on console, bro. This is they've thrown me into PC, which I'm terrible at, so I'm like,
oh,
like, why are you so bad? I'm like,
nice.
Dude, I promise, like I literally I was like, yo, just watch me play on my Xbox. And I
PC
played and
Master
like, won
Race.
A game. I was like,
yeah.
Look, dude, I can play. I just
that's great.
Not on PC.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons
and
Dragons.
Apex.
I've played I'm
so glad you're getting into PC.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to get better.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about like organizations and stuff. I saw you went to, what church did you go to?
Crossroads, I believe.
Okay.
So yeah, Crossroads was just pretty fun.
That's not on campus, but like,
no,
I was thinking about like church and on-campus ministries we're getting involved in. And any organizations too.
Guys, I'm going to admit, I forgot to look up the schedule for BCM.
Oh.
And they are hosted on Tuesdays, so I studied through that. And then checked, all right, I was like, all right, let me check what time I'm going to BCM tomorrow. And because I'm used to Wednesday night services.
Yeah.
And found out that it was during the time I was studying. So I was like, okay, I'll go to Wesley. And then I was freaking out about my Python class, and it was in the library. And then I looked down, and it was 7 o'clock. I was like, wow.
You sinner.
I've already missed Wesley, too. This is a great start.
You reprobate.
It was so rough, dude.
That's hilarious. Okay, so... Confession.
Yes.
Confession.
What's
I have
confession?
A confession as well.
What is it?
I did not go to BCM either.
Ooh.
I and not because I was studying. I actually went to Young Life instead.
What is that?
What is that? No, I'm just kidding. I knew what it was before I went, but it's for high schoolers. I'll talk about it. Let me talk about kind of like the progression of the week first.
Yeah,
so Young Life was on Thursday because BCM's on Thursday.
Okay.
So I'll kind of explain my predicament briefly, but. So I was hoping was originally I wanted to do Wesley and BCM because I had some friends that were sophomores that were saying, yeah, we do both, but you should definitely go to BCM. And so I was like, okay, that'd be cool. Like, you know, and I kind of met them and had some friends that were going to Wesley. So I went to Wesley and it was great. I'm planning on going back. I loved it.
You got on their Instagram. Super jelly because like ours had a stinking like barbecue and stuff. That'd been a great time to meet people.
Right.
So I feel like when I walk in, they're gonna be like, "Who's this guy?"
We had
like
tacos. I'd already eaten.
Push open the door.
I'd already eaten, but we had tacos. Nice. I think I ate some bread, but anyways, met and Gret. And we had worship and stuff. It was good. I enjoyed it. Went with some friends. And then Wednesday happened and then Thursday happened and I wanted to go to BCM, but my roommate and my other friends were going to Young Life. And so I was kind of like, I'd heard about it, but I was like, you know, I kind of want to learn more about it. Because instead of like someone's like pouring into you, like you're going and pouring into high schoolers is kind of what Young Life is.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
And they're specifically like try to reach high schoolers that like aren't in church.
Yeah.
They do that on Monday nights because of high school on Monday nights, I think. And they have like their college kind of mini ministry. It's a very short. They keep it brief on purpose.
Yeah.
It starts at 8:08. They meet at 8:08. It's some Bible verse that I haven't been told about yet.
Okay.
And then we meet. We sing a couple songs. Have an icebreaker, sing a couple songs, and go to have like a mini message kind of, and probably like maybe 45 minutes, maybe tops, and then we go to cookout. And BCM does that too. BCM goes to cookout too, but I think they go to separate cookouts.
that would be awkward, both of them.
It would be awkward, but I would be fine with it. Anyways, so I'm planning on doing that. And if I can swing it, I might do BCM too and just not go to the Young Life College part. You know what I mean? And so I could do Monday nights with Young Life, Tuesday nights with Wesley, and Thursday nights with BCM. Oh, nights I can do it and I'm not studying and stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
Don't want to overcommit, you know, or anything, but. No, but anyways. So that's pretty much how that looks like. And then my church I'm going to be going to is New City.
Okay.
I'm excited. Arthur Lynn.
Yes, Arthur. Arthur, if you're listening to this, dude.
He listened to the last one, I think. He was talking about it.
I saw him. I was like, is that Arthur?
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh.
Arthur Lynn, for those of you who don't know, is a central prodigy, I would say, right?
Yes.
He went to GSW. Now he is working in Macon at New City.
I'm going to go see if I can find my Driftwood colored pencils. I don't know what I'll
Ethan and Arthur had a special bond that we can talk about with Arthur in the show.
Yes. Yes. Oh, dude, Arthur, come on, man. Come on.
If we get Arthur in the show, that'd be great.
Yes.
So that's kind of like some of the things that we were getting involved with, though. Just kind of briefly, we can talk more about that in another episode.
I mean, and I'm sure we'll have more memories and stuff to share.
Yes. So let's talk about friends. Let's talk about some people we've met. Do you want to start us off? Like name some, like your roommate and then maybe other people.
Well, first I'll say I went to Crossroads. I'll probably check out some other ones.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for not connecting that first week, but hopefully like they'll understand. Like it was rough as a freshman trying to get everything together. So roommate, Joseph Campbell. For the last few months, I've been calling him Lore in my head, L-O-R, because his Instagram name is Lore, like Lore Gallad. I have to ask him what that means. But he is a PC gamer at heart.
Sweet.
But
that is what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Joseph, 5 stars so far.
Joseph. I don't know. Joseph is very reminds me of the Bible every time I say it. He's a pretty cool guy.
Wow, that's true.
We talk about the Lord sometimes, you know.
You know.
Just broing out over the
broing
Lord.
Broing out.
Cool. Yeah, so that's my roommate, Joseph. I have some neighbors. I have a neighbor who I just met Thursday, Brandon. He's a CS. Very similar boat as me because he knows nothing about programming.
That's
We're both freaking out. So we're
freak out together.
Buddies. Yeah.
No, freak out buddies.
Yeah, freak out buddies.
That's a little weird.
Okay, well, we'll move on to the next friend.
On to the next friend.
Two of the guys I've been spending a lot of time with are my neighbors, other side, Bryce and Lucas. They're both really cool guys. Bryce, he went to Crossroads with me.
Cool.
And we were kind of both going to go to Wesley before we both realized we had missed it.
It's always good.
But yeah, Bryce, super tall, super cool. And then Lucas. Lucas is cool, and he one of the things that made me like him was when I first walked into his room, just chilling, he was like, "You want an in-game poster?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "You know the special posters that they gave out? For all you who don't know, in-game was re-released, and they gave out these special posters.
Yeah.
Say, like, We Love You 3000. I really wanted one. Riley Veal, he got me one. But
shout out.
Yeah, but they were really hard to get. A lot of people used them. And so I was like, yeah. He was like, well, I worked in a movie theater when that came out. He was like, really? He said, yeah. And I took all of them. I was like, what?
What?
Because he quit. Because, you know, I mean, he's going to college. He's like, yeah. And he reaches in his drawer and he pulls out this thick stack of all these.
How many does he have?
Oh, I don't know. I'll look and like get a good guess. Oh, no, man. He took like a pack. Like a full, like
50?
More than, I would say upwards of 50 to 70.
Of posters.
Yes.
Same poster,
and he's
right?
Like, you want, yes. He was like, you want one? I was like, what are you
those
doing?
Are gonna be collectors.
Dude, I'm like, you could probably sell that for like $200 now. Like already.
What?
But that
he
was,
needs to get on that for those dude, that, the value that falls.
Dude, it was so
and
cool.
Tell him to donate to our show.
Yeah.
Support us on
he
Patreon.
He was like, you want one? I was like, sure.
Support
dude.
Us on Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. Give us some of that in-game poster money. But no. So yeah, those are some of the guys. There's plenty more. Our DM, we haven't played yet. They start some. I already mentioned that. Ryan, and we have my boy Sean.
Yeah,
a couple of guys.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people too, so I understand.
The Dungeon Masters, I guess you could call them.
I feel like I've never been great with names. I've been getting better.
Oh man, dude, that's terrible too, because I've forgotten.
So many people's names, like, because I've met just an incredible volume of people. Just in like 72 hours initially, and just then throughout the week, like, I can't even remember all their names.
It's great that they set these things up for you to meet people, but
you meet too many people.
I met so many people. Like,
I hate people.
Right?
Like,
I mean, I don't hate people.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's very difficult to remember those. But I mean, I'm starting to get in the routine of the people I'm actually hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to remember their names.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'll talk about some of my friends. First of all, I got my swag roommate.
Swag.
Because that's still hip. Cole Wilhelm.
Cole.
He hails from Forsyth County.
Joseph is from Jacksonville.
Oh, cool. Cool. Different state. Wow.
Yeah.
But Cole is cool. Cole's cool. Nah, really, though. He is also a fellow believer. Love that guy. And Grumman's been going great with him so far. Like, he's awesome. And we've also had some, you know, faith conversations, and we both want to go to the new city. We both went to Young Life together. He missed Wesley because I think he was just tired, but just from, because that was like post Bear Beginnings, like,
yeah,
we were wrecked. But anyways, so. But it's been good. He's awesome, great friend. We hang out a lot, and we're together enough to like, because our schedules are different, so we're not always around each other. So it's good because, like, you know, we're not getting each other's nerves or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
you gotta find that balance.
Yeah, it's good balance. I think initially we have a great great balance of just, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So can't wait to see you next week, bro. Miss you. And so then a couple other people. So I met several people on social media, like Facebook, and I had their Snapchats and stuff after like commitment day or whatever, you know, whenever like decision day and stuff. So just to go through quickly, because there's a lot, and I'm sorry if I forget you, but so we have Lauren. Lauren is from Richmond Hill. She is in my micro class, which is crazy because I originally didn't have that class, and then I got two of my classes dropped and two more added, which is another crazy story that I didn't tell. But long story short, now we're in the same class, and we were friends before that class happened. And so she's cool. She loves Jesus. Love her. And Annika, too, is her roommate. Love her, too. She's great. Took them some donuts the other night. We got some Dunkin' Donuts, and we had some spare ones, so we walking across campus because, you know, we're in college and can do that.
Yeah.
And, whatever, you know, it's crazy, like, we're in college.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we took them some donuts. And I think they're going to the new city, too, so I'm excited. And also met Maddie. Maddie Runyon, I think is her name. Sorry, I can't remember her last name. No, her name is Maddie. Yeah, Maddie Runyon. She is now a cheerleader. Congrats to Maddie.
Good job, Maddie.
Made the team.
Shout out Maddie, everybody.
Shout out Maddie.
Let's get some GGs in chat.
GG in the chat for Maddie.
Yeah.
But seriously, she's great. She's hilarious. We're a lot alike because she's all, like, we both always laugh. But I haven't seen her a whole lot just because our schedules, and I get hurt, especially now it's year. And so then we have Nathan. He's in Legacy with me. We play a lot of ping pong together. That's kind of how we met. And his roommate, Zach, we've been hanging out a lot playing ping pong. And then also just so many other people, like, goodness. Some of the upperclassmen I've met, one of them's Ben. He probably didn't remember me, but he goes to BCM and Wesley. I know he doesn't remember me. But and then also Daniel was one who goes to Wesley. I met some other people at Wesley. I can't go through all their names. The intern, Paula, was one of the interns. She's a senior.
You've met a lot of people.
Yes. I'm just naming names now.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you've met a lot of ladies. I haven't had many ladies.
Because we're kind of like commingled with our O groups and stuff. And,
yeah.
And I just knew them before. Oh, also, I can't forget Isabella and Jack Grimsley are other people I met. Isabella's from Tampa, Florida, and, well, obviously. And I think Jack is from somewhere up North Georgia. And then Drew Williams from Fort Worth, Texas, them too. I'm trying to think of people like I've had contact with, you know, that I've been in, kept in contact with at school. I know I'm forgetting people. There's just so many.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of stories. The reason I brought up the thing about girls is because, like, at one point at lunch, somebody was saying, like, man, there's some pretty nice-looking girls out here. And then Bryce.
V-State.
My boy Bryce, dude, just drops this pearl of wisdom. He goes, but is their personality thick, though? And I have been thinking about that ever since he said it.
Is their personality
though? Like, good grief. That is like a modern day.
Wow.
He's a modern day poet.
That's like Socrates' philosophies
dude,
and hypotheses.
It blew me away. I was like, that is the truth.
Is their personality thick?
Dude.
Are they in the thick of it?
Dude, what?
No. Okay, before we go on, I need to say also Caroline from Statesboro.
Sweet
she's
Caroline.
Also she's. I think I talked to her the most. I can't believe she didn't come initially. I'm sorry, Caroline. I did not mention you before.
Haha, Caroline, you're last. Haha,
last but certainly not least. No, she's super cool. everyone's super cool, as I've said, super cool. But you know,
any other just wacky shenanigans? I'm trying to think of any for me. I mean, that's not really.
We went
that
and got
wacky.
Donuts. I mentioned that briefly, but because we, you know, it's 11:30. College kid, donuts. It's just a recipe for success.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been off campus too much.
Yeah, we haven't either.
You have
it
on,
twice.
You have it on campus, the donuts, or did you go off campus?
We went off campus to get those.
Oh, Valdosta State actually gave me a gift.
Oh.
For free, actually.
Was it a t-shirt?
No, it was a citation for parking in the wrong part of the parking garage.
A ticket or citation is the difference,
citation,
right?
Citation, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so it was $20. I still haven't paid it yet.
That's good.
I parked on the bottom floor of Oaks, which is the parking deck
that
I'm pretty sure my grandfather built because he was the president or vice president of VCU for a while.
Oh.
And I want to just shout out. I'm the reason this thing exists, so or at least my granddad is. So
put some respect on my name.
Yeah, so I don't
right?
think you realize who I am. For me, I know there's stuff I'm forgetting.
Yeah, I know.
Can't remember
there's
everything.
So much that happens.
Some of that is for me to know and you to wonder. But no,
exactly. What happens on campus stays on campus, right?
Yeah. we'll tell you more of our
college
adventures.
So much.
That's our initial impressions, I think.
Yeah,
and
so
we'll,
there's some
actually,
major first impressions.
Let's just give three words. Initial impression of the first
three
week.
Words.
Like three. It can be three words or three adjectives. Whatever you
okay.
want to use.
You go first.
Your
idea.
Okay, three adjectives I'm going to use is
good grammar so far.
Nervous? No. Okay, exciting, nerve-wracking. I guess that's three words already. So there we go.
No.
Exciting, nerve-wracking.
One more word.
And I don't know. I want to say bittersweet, but that's so stereotypical. But I'm going to say it anyways. So.
Okay. If I had to say three words to describe, I would say exciting. For sure.
Yes.
That's tough. Exciting.
Depressing. Tired.
I don't know. If I could wrap. Okay. All right. I would say exciting. Bittersweet. Like, I have to say that
it's
one.
It is. It's so bittersweet.
Exciting, bittersweet, and I would say almost like dreaming. Like, in the sense of, like, I feel like my dreams are there to take. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only word. That's what comes to mind. And like, exciting, no, that was your word.
Exciting, bittersweet, and dreaming.
Exciting, bittersweet, and dreaming are my three words.
Yeah.
So dreaming is not the best, I think. It's okay. It'll
it's
work.
It's okay. So there you guys go. Now we're going to start wrapping this up.
Yeah, and we're getting kind of going over.
Guys, if you're a real fan, you'll listen to it all. But
true.
We have a lot to say, and we're just going to touch real quick. We are excited for the back-to-school treat next week.
Yes.
Right now we're filming this, and this might not get out.
This will be out before back-to-school treat.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Don't get used to this once-a-week posting.
This is every other week.
Okay, this is every other week, sorry. But we're excited
don't
for
get used to that either.
Treat. Yeah.
But our goal is Wednesdays. I mean, that's kind of what we're going,
yeah.
You know? I don't know.
But me and George are going to be leaders. We're really looking forward to that.
We don't know if we're going to be together yet, do we?
I don't know. I would imagine we would be. I would hope. If not, Kevin, we're still going to make the best out of it. Yeah,
Kevin. No, I'm kidding.
But so expect a new R Show video coming up very soon.
Yes, I think so. I think we can swing one.
I think we'll push probably more for an R Show than our Thick of It at the Back to School Retreat.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what happens.
So just look.
But be on the
that.
Lookout for new content from, yes. from Back to School Retreat. It's going to be so much fun.
Guys,
being leaders. Like, we're leaders now, you know?
Yeah, we are trying to... I don't know. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. This is going to be the first thing as a leader we're going to be really doing.
Yeah.
Officially. So this will be a very fun new take on this.
It will be. It's
guys,
be
we are thankful for you all.
We are very thankful.
We are really blessed right now. And
we are. The blessings are coming down. We are living our best lives
yes.
right now.
So
we read Joel Osteen's book, and this
oh,
is what happens
really?
When you apply it.
Ah, guys, thank you for listening. We have stuff in the works. We're trying to really flesh this thing out, trying to get
yeah.
all the groundwork laid. And I think
that was last episode.
Oh, yeah. But expanding upon the R Show empire. But thank you guys for listening.
Yes, we appreciate you taking the time. We had a fair number of listeners, I can tell, unlike our service that puts it out there for us. We had a fair number of listeners last episode, which is awesome. We hope you guys continue to enjoy the content. I felt like this one flowed a little better. Like, it went
yeah.
by. Like, I looked down, we're at like 35 minutes.
Yeah, so, and if things got rambling at any point, we're still working on this, but I feel like we got really...
I feel like we're kind of honing in, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, we got more to talk about, especially
we have more
week.
To talk about, and today wasn't as serious. We do have some serious topics coming up.
Yes.
And like, we teased it last week
but
about...
But we both were going to talk about our college decision, especially George's. I think George is one I'm looking forward to hear about.
Yeah, that's going to be a good conversation.
But... that may be next week. That may be the week after.
We just kind of wanted to give you an overview of our first week in college, kind of, you know, I guess setting the foundation over the groundwork.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for tuning in to.
Thank you so much.
Another episode, not just the episode, but another episode
yes.
of In the Thick of It.
We are happy to be here.
We did it. We did another one.
And if you want to see our podcast set up, check out This Is Our Show on Instagram. To the
yeah,
future.
Check us out. This Is Our Show on Instagram. Maybe we'll make a Facebook if people want to. I mean, I don't know, but
Facebook's for old people. So.
Yeah, true. So I'm gonna stay away from that.
But thank you, guys. This has been me, Ethan Shufflebarger,
and me, George Wall,
and this has been
In the Thick of It.